Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, good stuff last night, that's for sure. A lot of fun watching those games last night. I mean, I guess opening night is good. After that, who knows? Tell you what, Jimmy Butler played a lot better last night than he did in the playoffs for the Warriors. That's for sure. The other thing I would just mention is Kevin Durant looked old and slow to me in that game. Also completely unsure of himself. I've already mentioned that he called the Chris Webber timeout with no timeouts left at the end of the first overtime. And he did not get dinged for it. He should have. It should have cost them the game right then and there. But, you know, he is, you know, at this point, 37 years old. Oklahoma City's the youngest championship team we've seen in forever. All right, we're actually talking a little NBA to open up the show. There's some risk in doing that, but I'm going to do it anyway because I'm asking a two-part question. Number one, be honest. Did you know that the Wizards opened up tonight against the Bucks? And just so you know how clueless I am, or how poorly it's communicated to me, that could be another way to go with it. The Wizards are not on our air tonight. They are on our sister station, 106.7 The Fan. And Nick Ashew, my guy Nick Ashew, is hosting a season preview show at 6:45 on 106.7 The Fan. So tune in for that. Tip-off is at 8. Now, we will have some Wizards games when there's a conflict, I would guess, with what, Max? With Caps games?
Usually
on 106.7 The Fan?
Yeah, Caps, I believe, would get the 106.7 time.
I want to be clear about this. I am all in favor of what the Wizards are doing. No guarantee it'll work out. But this is the only way, I think, to give the... It's the best overall opportunity for a team like the Wizards, who don't draw superstar players to their franchise for a number of reasons. This is the way that they may ultimately hit on a star or three and end up being a contender at some point. By, you know, tearing it down to its studs and then building it back up with the taking chances on young players in the draft. And they've got, you know, they literally have like 30-some picks between now and 2030 over the next 5 years. It's some absurd number. There is a top five, you know, worst record what we need them to finish with this year, or they'll lose their number one pick. They'll lose their first round pick. So two-part question. In all honesty, did you know they were playing tonight? I did. I did know they were playing. And I had, and I scheduled Chase Hughes to come on and help us preview the team at 12 o'clock. And he is scheduled, and he will be on with us, and we'll preview the Wizards season. Number two is, where do the Wizards rank among the four professional sports teams, major professional sports teams in town? I think it's at the bottom, and I think it's the lowest they've ever been because of what they're going through, and they're going to stink. They're over under for wins this year, 20.5. Okay, so it's not going to be a pleasant watch. You're watching now. If you're watching, you're watching to see, did they get any of these guys right? How are they developing? Do we have a true transcendent kind of superstar? Have they drafted that player? Because you pretty much need one to win a title. You got to go back to 2004 to find a team, the 2004 Pistons, where you didn't have a debatable top five player in the league on your roster for every championship team. Last year was SGA. All right, let's start with Andrew and Sterling. Andrew, A, did you know that they were opening their season tonight? And B, where do they rank among the four professional sports teams?
I did not know they were opening their season tonight. I knew that the NBA opened last night, but I also have two twins at home under a month, so I don't even know what day it is.
That's fair.
As far as top four teams in town, Skins by a mile, but then, yeah, the Wizards are fourth. They were second to me, but, you know, where they're at is definitely four. I'd put the Caps two, and Nats three.
Yeah, for me, they're, you know, of the four pro teams, they're number two, and I can't ever see for the rest of my life the Wizards not being number two for me. But I want them to be number two for everybody else at some point. Thanks, Andrew, and good luck with those twins. Earl, go ahead.
How you doing, Kevin? Thank you for taking my call. It's a beautiful day. Thank you very much. Yes, I did know the Wizards would be playing tonight. I definitely knew that, believe it or not. I did. Been a Wizards fan all my life. I knew that. Yeah, we're out the bottom for me, brother, because I got the Burgundy and Gold Skins, one. Caps, two. Maryland men's basketball, three. Maryland women's basketball, four. Now I got season tickets. Right. And then it's Maryland football. Then it's the Wizards. This is how it is.
You're ranking now you're getting into all the college teams. I just want to find out where they are among the pro sports teams, but you know where I am. I am Skins, Maryland basketball, 1A, however. I think probably I'm a bigger Maryland basketball fan than I am even a Skins fan. But those two are clear-cut number ones. Then it's the Wizards for me, Maryland football, and then everything else. I'm a Nats fan. I've been very honest over the years. I've just never really gotten into hockey or the Caps in a passionate way. Love the playoffs. Love to see, them in the playoff games. The Wizards, there is no doubt that right now for the majority, I think, in the DMV, they are dead last and probably the deadest last place position they've been in a long, long time. Thanks, Earl. Appreciate
it's so funny. I can't even look at the Wizards even if I wanted to because YouTube dropped Monumental.
Yeah, I know. You got that whole issue going on, too.
I want to watch the Wizards, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, Earl.
Thanks again, brother.
Appreciate it. Let's go to Ross. Ross in Tampa. Go ahead, Ross.
Well, it was good in the hood, Kevin. How you doing, man?
I'm good, Ross.
All right. So, no, I didn't know that the NBA – I know the NBA season starts around this timeline, but I'm still not over June. I was hoping that you'd be like, the last non-superstar team was just in June, but we blew it. Game four, I'm never going to get over that. Yeah, anybody who says that the Wizards aren't four, they just must not like hockey or baseball. For me, it's 85 Washington Redskins, 10% Nationals, 5% Capitals, and you know who my team is in the NBA. With the Wizards, I do like the build-up that they're doing. But, yeah, I had no clue that their season started tonight. And you had mentioned the conference in the D.C. area that generated the most – one of the best conferences in basketball. Look into the Metro Interscholastic Conference in Indianapolis, Indiana. You know, you got Greg Oden, Gordon Hayward, Eric Gordon, Oscar Robertson. But yeah, I would easy for it. You know, the Nats and the Capitals are protected because of their recent championships. And Washington, no matter, you know, how bad things get, can't get no worse than, you know, the past few decades. I don't think it'll shift until, you know, the Wizards go back to what they were at least in 2017. But that's just me as an outsider.
Yeah. Thanks, Russ. Appreciate that. Yeah, I think, you know, what's also true, we've had conversations together about this in the past. We're not a great sports town. We're not the worst. You know, we're not Atlanta. We're not Miami. You know, there are much worse overall sports cities, but we're obviously not, you know, New York, Philly, Boston, Chicago, where many, many teams are super passionately followed. I would describe, you know, the following and the passion for our local sports teams as follows. Football teams, number one by miles. Nothing will ever come close to it in terms of appealing to the most people. And then everything else is bandwagony. You know, everything else is, if they're good, people will jump on. You know, that applies now to even Maryland's basketball program, which used to have, you know, a massive, passionate following, appealing, by the way, to two cities, D.C., you know, certainly the Maryland side and the D.C. side more than the Virginia side, and then Baltimore as well. But even Maryland basketball has become, since entering the Big Ten, I would kind of point to that as, you know, the beginning of it becoming more bandwagony. The Caps have their hardcore, you know, number for sure, and probably have the hardest core passionate of the pro sports teams not named the football team. But the bottom line is, in terms of a mass following, only when they are, you know, doing really well, and only in the spring, or if Ovechkin's going for a record and you have some sort of unique circumstance. Nats, same thing. Very bandwagony. The Wizards are the one, I'll stick by this, that if they ever became a championship contender, and that speaks to bandwagon because you're not going to get people on board until they win, but I think if we had had years over the last 46 or eras of them being really good, maybe not winning at all, but maybe being what you know, the Jazz were in the 90s, what some of the really good teams that haven't gotten through have been, but have always been in the mix. I think if we had had that during the last 46 years, I think the Wizards would be the clear-cut number two. But 46 years of, for the most part, dreck has chased away so many. And it's become very bandwagony. Would it not be if they got on a run for 10 years? Maybe. But that's a big maybe now. I think sports are just consumed differently anyway, as we all know. Let's go to Anthony. Anthony, go ahead.
So I knew they were opening up today. And I told you this a while ago that the Big E was my man. So, you know,
you and me both, man. I loved Elvin Hayes. Loved him.
Yeah.
I've tried to get him on the show, by the way, just so you know, Anthony. I think I've mentioned this to you before. I have reached out to so many different people, including the Rockets organization. Haven't done it in maybe six. I think I did it last year at one point. I would love to get Elvin Hayes on the show to talk to him. But I don't think he does a lot of media. But anyway, continue.
Right. So, you know, I'm coming from a certain demographic. So it used to be Redskins, Bullets 1-2, but right now they are so far in my rearview mirror.
Yeah,
it's not even funny, and it's because it's a combination of things. Back in the day, you used to be able to follow a player's path. You knew who they were, you know, their pedigree and everything. Right now, most of these players, you have no idea who they are. Also, the style of play is so boring. Pick and roll or 1-4.
Right. That's
all you see. You don't see any backdoor cuts. You don't see any. The only person you see running off a pick to shoot a jump shot is Steph Curry. So it, for me...
Yeah, I mean, look, you and I could go down the path of what's different about the game now versus when we really loved it for an hour and a half. But I think the one thing that I would say to you, and I'm trying to summon up the energy for this myself, is that the way they're doing it, there is, you know, something to be said for investing some of our time in watching all of these players that they've drafted develop. And, you know, because they could end up having a team that feels very homegrown. You know, what if, you know, 5 years from now, Bub Carrington and Alex Saar and Trey Johnson and whoever they draft next year are legitimate great players. 5 years from now, there's no way they'll have all of them understood. But let's just say 3 years from now, investing in watching them develop and grow into that, I think a lot of people don't mind that process. It's a big investment, but it's different than not knowing who they are, because we could know these players more than we've ever known players if we spend the time to watch them develop.
Well, don't get me wrong. I can agree with that sentiment. Both factors play a part in it for me, but I think the biggest detriment right now for me watching NBA other than the playoffs is the style of play. It's just so – it just grinds me so much to just see pick and roll and 50 three-pointers fired every night. I think they should get rid of the three-pointer, if you ask me.
You and Tom Lavero. No, I don't think they should do that. I actually have enjoyed watching the game evolve over the time. And, you know, it's an equalizer, too, at all levels of basketball. It really is. I mean, I've seen it firsthand as someone who's coached for, you know, on and off for 30 years, how, you know, the three-point line and the spacing of the floor because of that can really, you know, even things out in, you know, talent disparity situations. But I appreciate the call, Anthony, as always. I want to get to a few more. Let's go to G. G, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, Sam. Hey, Sam, you said 46 years of drip, and I'm 43. That's why I ain't never been no Bullets Wizards fan, you know?
Yeah.
Ross made some hell of a good points, because I do second that. Indiana, the state of Indiana,
sure,
has probably as much love for basketball as this area, because I've been to Indiana. Every house in Indiana has basketball
a
court in the drive.
Yeah, true.
You know what I'm saying? But we're the Mecca. It don't have to be understood. It's a fact, you know. Yeah. And the Wizards will be a better watch this year, because it ain't no pressure. You get to watch some youngins just go out and boogie. I like Bub Carrington. I love how he competes. I think Saar got some potential. And I wanted them to pick Ace Bailey just because I wanted to be able to attend the game and watch Ace Bailey be a pro. I've never been a Wizards fan. I was born in the era of Michael Jordan. That's why I'm still a Bulls fan. But I think Trey Johnson...
See, it's so awful to hear that, because I know what a basketball person you are. And I'm not knocking you for it. It happened with everybody. The opposing teams drew more of its fans to the Capitol Center and then to MCI Center, Cap One, etc., than the hometown team did for many, many years. I mean, they marketed the other teams more than they marketed their own team for a long period of time. I'm older than you, so I remember the Bullets of the 70s. I grew up with those teams, and it was a big deal. You know, they won a title. They played in back-to-back championships. And you know, even during the 80s, G, it was like, all right, Jeff Rulin, Rick Mahorn, Gus Williams, Dan Roundfield. It's like, you know, we're going to be in it. Maybe we got a shot. But it just, you know, it never got any better, and we became kind of the Clippers of the East Coast. But the Clippers have been a much better organization than even ours over the years.
No, but there's been exciting times, too, and it is better here when the Wizards are excitable to watch. That's the thing for me. It was never excitable for me to watch Michael Adams and Tom Gugliotta, Don McLean suit up. It wasn't fun for me. I'm a student of the game, too, so I watched all them old games with Elvin Hayes, Earl Monroe, Like,
well, that's Baltimore. Monroe and those guys, those are Baltimore. I don't remember the Baltimore Bullets. I remember just when they moved here.
But I'm just putting that in terms of how my father made me a student of the game, and I understand your love for the Bullets organization. Yeah. So I know how great it was, but it wasn't great for me, and it still, as a basketball dude, is not ranking higher than the Redskins, because the Redskins gave me my birth of love for sports, because I was born in 1982. So it's always going to be the Redskins one. And I'm with Ross on this one, too, because the Wizards is going to rank higher than the Capitals and that for me also, because I'm not a hockey and baseball guy.
Right.
So, no, man, I would rank Georgetown Hoyas and Maryland Terps basketball over all them other sports with the Redskins at top, Shane. And right. I had no idea that the NBA was tipping off yesterday. I had no idea.
We're not an NBA town. That's the bottom line. We just aren't. It bums me out, because honestly, it would be freaking awesome in May and June if we were in best of sevens in like the final four teams. You know, because the NBA has become a big deal that time of year.
And just remember, it's few and far between, but when Gilbert was Hibachi and when John Wall was really on his team, that was fun to watch. And the Verizon Center was super packed with Washington Wizards fans. It wasn't overpowered with the opposite team.
No, thanks for the call, G. The playoff game in which they clinched against Chicago, I'm talking about the Gill team. I'm talking about the Gill Karan, and that was actually Larry Hughes. That was Larry Hughes on that team. But that team, when they won Game 5 with Gilbert's buzzer beater in Chicago and then came home and closed it out, I was there that night, and the place was unbelievable. And it spilled out into the streets. It was a massive celebration. Now, they got swept by the Heat in the next round. I never thought those teams, though, to be fair, the Eddie Jordan teams, I did not think that they had... I mean, Cleveland with LeBron was the dominant team in the East, and I just didn't think they were ever good enough defensively to be a legitimate, you know, win two series. I did think that the John Brad teams, and I think Randy Whitman is still one of the more underrated coaches that have ever come through town here. Most basketball people know that, and even though a lot of fans didn't love Randy, even John's admitted, I've had John on the show a couple of times in the last 2 years, he's admitted, you know, after the fact that Randy was a phenomenal X's and O's guy. But some of those teams I thought had a better opportunity, and they did. They won, you know, they won multiple series, two playoff series in back-to-back years in their first two, you know, when they beat Chicago. I'm sorry, they got to two. They beat Chicago, lost to Indiana. Then they, you know, beat Toronto, lost to Atlanta. And then the real opportunity was that Game 7 against Boston in 2017. That was a hell of a series to get to the Eastern Conference Finals. The closest they've been in the last 46 years was that Game 7. It's the only Game 7 they've played in the last 46 years. Even all of the playoff series they have, none of them except for the series in 2017 went to a Game 7. All right, Robert, Brendan, Ralphie, Quentin, stay there. We'll finish it up with you guys on the other side. A, did you know the Wizards were opening tonight? Be honest. B, where do they rank among the four pro sports teams in town in terms of interest level? Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. Don't forget, we stream on YouTube. Check us out on the Team 980 YouTube channel. Hit the subscribe button. Hit the like button when you get there.
Happy Thursday morning, friends. We are the Junks. We're coming to you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW. Birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid.
If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, too. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com. Join their team today. I'm Cakes at Money Metal Cakes, where you find me on the Twitters. You won't find Jason Bishop there.
What's up?
What's up?
What's up? What's up? What's up?
His computer is falling. It's really falling apart. It definitely made a big cracking sound when he popped it open.
It's on its last legs.
Definitely on its last legs.
I mean, look, it's tilted. The screen is tilted now.
It's not looking great. John Paul Flame is also here.
What's up? I've got no sound in my headphones, and my voice is banged up.
What's wrong with your voice?
Not looking great. Not sounding great.
What's wrong with your voice, Rob? Ricky?
Just been congested for a week.
Sickly.
You need to clear your throat.
He's a sickly guy right there.
Drink some water. Yeah. Clear your throat.
You might need a little
self-maintenance
over there. Yeah. And Eric Bickle also here.
How are you, man?
That is your foursome. That is your Junks foursome.
Everyone's got issues. Jason's computer, JP's just face.
You're what?
Just slept horribly. I kept waking up every hour. Just horrific sleep. Horrific. I actually started watching The Wizards, and I was so tired. I was like dozing off. I was like, okay, this is a sign from God. Go to bed.
Right.
And I just kept waking up every hour. It's horrific.
I watched a big chunk of the Wizards game.
Yeah.
Defense is going to be a real issue for them.
Yeah.
Throughout. I mean, look, it's one game, but the Bucks kind of did whatever they wanted defensively.
They shot 51%.
I mean, offensively.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it was three-pointers, whether it was Giannis in the lane, you know, getting point-blank looks.
Yeah.
I mean,
Kevin
Porter was on fire before he suffered an ankle injury. I mean, the score could have been much worse.
Mm-hmm.
Wiz kind of made a push. Can't remember exactly when it was. Unfunny Ben, I'm sure, can tell me. Like, Corey Kispert was trying to cut it to, like, under 10. They might have gotten, like, the 9 or 8.
They went on a 16-3 run at one point toward the end of the first half, and it was competitive, really, until the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
They put out a lineup with no big to start the fourth quarter, so that really tells you all you need to know about the Wizards' plans for this year.
Right.
I hope you had the over.
The over. It's probably a smart play in a lot of wins.
72 defensive points they gave up.
When you say no big, you include, so no Sar? Sar wasn't
out there. Bagley, they had no big out there.
Why would they not want Sar down there?
They put him in later in the fourth quarter when it was already over.
Why?
You know why.
I don't.
Because they're not trying to win.
Yeah. It's not part of the calculus.
So when the game's on a line... Bench Sar, and then when it's, you know, it's out of hand, then we can play him and groom him.
Well, they put Sar in, and he wasn't much help. Giannis went to work. Giannis had 37 and 14, and he embarrasses everyone he plays, so you can't really give Sar a lot of crap for that. But, you know, there were some things they could polish up for sure, some good things overall. Keyshawn George looked really good getting downhill. Trey Johnson was letting it fly. He's going to be really special as a shooter. There's no
he
question.
He had 4 of 8 threes. He's going to shatter that rookie record.
I agree. I thought Keyshawn George looked great this few minutes that I was watching. Towards the end of the first half,
handling the ball a lot too.
Yeah, like, I mean,
running the offense.
I didn't expect that from him.
They need a point guard.
Yeah,
he might have to play point guard for them.
Yeah,
right. But he seems to have the instinct for it. Like it's.
I'm surprised
it's kinda wild.
AJ only got 2 minutes.
They just have a glut of guys who are all kind of the same size,
and they're all young. Man, they played 27 guys.
Guy that kind of jumped out to me because he's basically a bully. It's Cam Whitmore.
Mm-hmm.
Like Cam Whitmore. I mean, he basically shoved Kevin Porter to the ground.
Oh, did he? Is that when Porter caused the ankle
injury early? Like, well, Porter's
Whitmore,
just a spindly guy.
Whitmore's been a physical freak since he was a freshman at Nova.
Yeah.
He's just, I mean, I liked him coming out of college, but.
Yeah, he had 14 off the bench.
Yep.
I saw a preseason prediction which had him as the most improved player of the year.
Right.
Was their prediction.
Interesting. Kuzma didn't start. Came off the bench. Huh? I thought he was going to start.
He did not start.
Started AJ Green instead, the whitey from Northern Iowa.
So, well, he could not miss early. Like, he was just filling it up.
He was lighting it up.
Yeah.
So for a guy like Unfunny Ben, who's all in on, you know, losing for 10 years, this was a good game for you? You were good?
Yeah, I think if you're a Wizards fan, this is almost best case scenario. If you're part of the whole tanking bit, which I think most people that are true diehards of the team are, they were competitive in the second half of the game. You saw good flashes from the young players,
and they
kept it close. They took an L. I mean, if you would have told me that CJ
McCollum close, they didn't. They trailed the entire game. From the only time they didn't trail in the game was when it was 0-0.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yes, they were down by 17 after the first quarter.
Well, I see that. Yeah, I didn't know. I thought they might have had a 2-0 lead, but
no,
I guess not.
They didn't have a lead the entire game.
McCollum was the worst player for them yesterday, which was very surprising. You know, kind of a one-off.
Who'd you say? CJ.
CJ was their worst player last night.
Siege.
Mm-hmm. Can't sugarcoat it, but he'll bounce back.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
Had a bad
that's what you're
going to
get from the Wizards.
4 for 14. Okay, all right.
No,
they hit 17 threes. Of course, they allowed 18.
Who's their but he's got the best vineyard of all the players that are on the roster currently.
Oh, yes, he does.
Who's the best defensive player besides Sar in the, like, of their main guys?
I think George is a good defender.
George, I mean, you're hyping up George. You're going to be not a star, but like right underneath a star.
I think he could be an all-star player.
All-star.
That's crazy.
Look at that.
He has an undeniable defensive presence on the floor. When he has it going offensively as well, he's special. He's really good.
He had a silly fantasy line. 21 points, 9 boards, 4 dimes, a steal. To get out of here's pretty good line. Filled
That's
up
crazy.
A lot of the categories.
He was kind of an afterthought, too.
I've been out on fantasy basketball for a few years.
Are you back in?
I'm not back in, but I'm not saying that I won't dabble in the NBA daily fantasy streets, which is the easiest way to light your money on fire.
Or you just put in a lineup.
Yeah, just put in like a $1 or $2, $3 lineup here and there.
That's where you have to play with the nights off in the NBA, though.
Well, that's fine.
Because teams will take nights off. Players will take nights off.
Well, you have to make sure the guys aren't going to be a donut on your roster before you fire your entry.
And then you're just competing with the whole world, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
I was intrigued to see how the rookies fared. So with the Wizards, optimism, your top draft choice, Trey Johnson, goes 4 for 8 from the three-point line. Despite them losing, that's a good sign, right? VJ Edgecombe for the Sixers put up 34 in his debut.
Broke a record. He broke LeBron's record.
Is that the kid that was like a freak athlete?
Yeah, Baylor.
Yeah.
He broke LeBron's record that he held for, 23 years? Most points by a rookie in the first quarter of their first game.
Didn't he have like 14 in the first quarter?
Yep.
Or 14 or 16?
Yep.
He wasn't shy from the three-point line. Took 13, hit 5 of them. But to score 34 points in your debut, like the most notoriety was Cooper Flagg.
Mm-hmm.
Now he ended up with 10 points, 10 rebounds. I was surprised he didn't have an assist.
as Dallas
apparently
got
wasn't
thumped.
The best. Wasn't the best performance from Coop. I mean, he had 10 boards, but.
But that's kind of always the intriguing part to see how the rookies fare in the NBA. So
Dylan Harper played well. I didn't see what Ace Bailey did.
2 points.
Ooh. So he didn't start.
I don't know if he started or not, but it was not a great debut for him.
All right.
My Trey Johnson Rookie of the Year ticket is live after one game. It's live. It still has life.
Yeah.
Now, it's very early, obviously.
Well, Will Dawkins was with you. He doesn't necessarily think he's going to win Rookie of the Year, but he's going to be all rookie, right?
That's what he said, yeah.
Take that.
Take that.
Yeah.
All right.
My computer is effed. Look at it. Well, I mean, how am I going to? How am I going to work with this thing?
That thing's been on life support for
what's it doing
months,
right this second?
If not,
his
year.
Screen's about to detach from the keyboard part.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a matter of time.
He has one clip which is keeping the glass intact.
But this is my baby.
And then the glass is shattered in multiple spots.
Well, at some point, look at that thing. It's a monstrosity.
You got to open the cheeks and get another one.
What? Yeah. What do you mean? I got a computer right here.
What's more banged up, his headphones or his laptop?
Laptop.
It's a photo finish.
It's pretty close. Yeah.
I mean, look at those headphones. There's foam coming out everywhere.
I know.
I mean, from every spot.
Yeah, I can't bring myself to get to wear new ones or get a new computer.
Right.
But is there anybody in the world who uses a laptop where the screen is cracked on half of it and it's tilted to one side?
You're one of one.
I'm one of one.
You are it.
You take pride in it.
Well, I don't take pride in it. I mean, I wish it was a completely healthy screen.
It's kind of like people who have a jalopy for a car, but they take pride in having that car.
It's okay to have a beater, especially if it's paid for, and it's fine. Oh, get you where you need to go.
So remember I told you that the Jeep had all these issues, and I just determined that as long as I just monitor the oil and don't take it on long trips with the temperature gauge, whatever, it should be fine.
Right.
I took it to the emissions. It flunked it for those two things. And so I'm like, oh, wait a second. You're flunked because it shows up as codes.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got to get rid of the car.
Is it embarrassing? It's embarrassing to flunk your emissions test.
I mean, I guess.
I did
But
it.
The point is like, it's going to cost me $8,000 to fix it.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not going to fix it. So I guess I got 6 months or whatever. The other option is the guy said, and then maybe financially, I could just take it in there every month, flunk it every month, and get another month grace.
Get like an extension.
You get like a 30-day grace every time you flunk it.
Yeah.
Then it costs me like $20.
I'm sure you want to go to the emissions place
every
month.
Yeah, I think I want to do that every month.
I'm sure you'd remember, too, by the way.
What a pain in the ass. God, cars suck.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, my God.
Most do.
Yeah. Just always a hassle. Everything's a hassle. I don't find anything not a hassle.
Anything out of the routine?
Everything's a hassle. I don't even like getting gas. I don't like doing anything extra. I honestly don't.
I got gas this morning, but $14.98.
There you go. Never fill it up. You keep being you.
Yep. Yeah.
You keep doing your thing.
What do you go? How many times do you go then? Like 3 times a week you're at the gas station? You're like just sitting there inhaling all the fumes? And...
That's what I do.
Yeah.
Twice a week at the Min.
Have to.
Right?
That's what happens when you're a miser.
I go at least twice a week.
Right. And you fill up.
I fill up.
Yeah, you fill it.
Yeah, usually Mondays and Thursdays. Mm-hmm.
Your driving should cut down, though, because you don't drive the buoy like you used to.
It's not 30,000 miles a year, but it's still 20 to 25.
Yeah. It's a lot. Adds up.
Yeah.
All right, coming up on an Open Line Thursday, our friend Brian Baldinger joins us at 7:20. Baldy is on the show as usual. Dave Richard will join at 8 o'clock. He'll get your Week 8 fantasy football questions answered. By the way, 6 teams on bye this week, so be sure that you're
moving. Is this
your
the only
around.
Week where there's 6 on bye?
I think that's correct.
Okay, who's the
I'm not 100%
who's the
sure.
fantasy MVP right now? If you had to give it,
Christian McCaffrey.
It's McCaffrey. Yeah.
I believe he's the third leading receiver in the NFL, and he's playing running back.
Jonathan Taylor's got to be up there.
Jonathan Taylor is on pace for 24 touchdowns at this point.
Right.
So yes, probably between those two.
And he's on pace for. He's got to be pretty close to 2,000 yards. He's got about 700.
I don't know his rushing yardage pace, but it's got to be up there.
It's got to be close.
All right, so we'll talk all things fantasy football with Dave Richard at 8, and we'll check in with our pal Brandon Duhame, Dewey from the Capitals. He'll join us coming up at 8:45. When we come back, we'll get into the Junk Sports page. Big news on Jaden Daniels and more. We'll do that next here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From the Fan.
Welcome back. B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer sitting in for JP today alongside Brian Mitchell. It's time to get out to the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Welcome in our friend from NBA TV, Chris Miles. Chris, anything going on in the basketball world today?
Oh, man. Wembanyama, Victor, Wembanyama. I mean, I think we can all see. It feels like, you know, everybody's always having this face of the league conversation. And, you know, I asked the question, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Anthony Edwards, by the way, is the fan answer for that. But it feels like if Victor Wembanyama doesn't get hurt last year, he's just the answer. Like, It's we haven't seen anything like this before. He's serious. He's determined. And he just does things that, wait, what did I just see? Like, he's the guy that if you're trying to figure out what you want to watch, that's the guy. Like, that's the guy. If you're not a basketball person, if you're a casual, just watch him play.
Well, if you're the president of the fan club, also you think that too, not Chris. And we know
you're
the president
of the Giannis fan club. You know that.
Well, Victor Wembanyama gonna have to win some more games and do some other things for, like, you know, people don't give it. If you're not on a winning team, it's gonna be hard for them to call you the face of the league.
Yeah, and this is the year.
No matter what you do, I mean, yeah, he needs to do it because the guy is unbelievable. He's a freak. But if you don't win, yeah, ain't nobody calling you the face of the league.
Well, so here's the thing, B. Mitch. He needed that second guy. Stephon Castle is that. Because, you know, they've had back-to-back rookies of the year. And De'Aaron Fox is out right now, and you couldn't even tell last night. Right? That's an all-star, borderline all-NBA-type caliber player. He's not on the floor. And with Stephon Castle, the reigning rookie of the year, it's like, okay, they got their 1-2 punch. The second pick in the draft, Dylan Harper, he's just like extra cheese for them, right? He's the peppers you put on your pizza. Like, you can decide if you need it or not, but, like, they don't even need him to pop, even though he was the second pick in the draft. Like, that's kind of where they are now.
Yeah.
What'd you make of the Wiz last night? Trey Johnson, impressive debut. Obviously, didn't go their way in the win column, but I thought some of the young guys showed some promise, and the Bucks did their thing and won the game pretty handily.
Well, I mean, Trey Johnson inspired me to post my interview with him from 2 years ago, right? Because, look, I said this to people, and I felt almost like, hey, are people watching? B. Mitch, you know this. Everyone kept saying the Cooper flag sweepstakes, right? And I'm like, I got to call these high school games with these kids for the NBA. And no, it's Vijay Edgecombe, Trey Johnson, Malawach. Like, I view them all as equal talents. Ace Bailey to an extent, and people are like, Chris, you sound crazy. Well, lo and behold, Vijay Edgecombe's first game, the most in a debut in 66 years, and Trey Johnson, 16 points off the bench, right? I think for Trey, his body type, he's going to need to grow into his body, right? They always talk about Cooper's youth. But with Trey, you talk to the Wizards coaches, which I did at Summer League. You watch him play and you think, can he withstand the physicality at his position in the NBA? I think he's going to need 2 or 3 years. Having said that, 16 off the bench in your debut, and you aren't even tapping, you know, 50% into your potential. I think Trey Johnson is the guy that's going to eventually lead the Wizards in scoring. Like, that's, you got your guy now. You know, so I'm so high on Trey. In the interview I just posted, he scored 11 points, 8 points in 11 seconds in a game.
I mean,
right?
he's
that's who you're dealing with.
You know, he's a pure shooter, and I think the thing about that, the difference between what he can do and what a lot of other guys do, the guys you say need to have a certain body type, they said it about Steph. Steph is in what year? 16th, 17th year? You know, you can still get it done when you're those type of guys. He doesn't have – he crawls half court, he can hurt you. You know, and I think he needs to just get a little stronger, which all of them do, but he doesn't have to get much more. He got to get the mental toughness to play in the league, and then that's going to change everything for him.
Now, B. Mitch, I'm going to send this interview to you because in the interview, his senior year of high school, he put on 15 pounds. So you have to understand, I saw this kid when he was a string bean, and I'm like, man, he's amazing, but, like, he doesn't have the body type. And then to see him his senior year of high school, his freshman year of college, and when I look at him now, I'm like, does he really? But that's what the coaching staff is saying. So I'm almost presenting to you how the Wizards coaching staff is looking at him and saying for him to be – this is the thing, B. Mitch. The expectation is for him to be one of the leading scorers in the NBA. So when we say that, like, the muscle, Steph has put on muscle, right? Steph looks completely different than he did his rookie year. And, like, Trey has – like, Wizards fans have to understand this. You got him at 6, that's a steal. This is a guy that I've said this before. The previous year's draft, I would have taken him number one. I've taken him over Sarr, over Richard Sham, taking him number one, and you got him at 6. You lucked out.
Talking with Chris Miles from NBA TV here on the Rude Guest Hotline. I want to ask you about the Sixers. So they beat the Celtics last night 117-116. Obviously, the big story, Vijay Edgecombe with 34 in his debut. Tyrese Maxey had 40, so 74 from their starting backcourt. Only 4 from Joel Embiid. Didn't look quite the same. What did you make of their win? Obviously impressive from the backcourt, but is Embiid maybe – is he going to get back to the Embiid that we knew from before?
No, you got to move on from that thought process. And I think the 76ers have as well. If you get him there, look, man, Tyrese Maxey and Vijay Edgecombe are two of the fastest players in the NBA, bar none. Like, you got two guys in a backcourt that against any backcourt, they're going to be the fastest in the NBA any given night. I said this to people when I saw Vijay Edgecombe in high school, and like, man, when he sat down and I talked to him, and you know this, B. Mitch, you talk to kids who sound like kids. Trey Johnson sounded like a kid. Jeremiah Fears sounded like a kid. Cooper has learned to sound more like an adult, right? Ace Bailey, to me, sounded like a kid. Vijay Edgecombe, I was like, am I talking to, like, Michael Jordan here? Like, this, and I'm talking about the polish of it, not the game. But I'm like, this kid, he sounds like a 30-year-old in how polished he is in his answers. And, you know, these nowadays, yes, sir, no, sir, kind of kid. I'm like, yo, what's going on here? And his bounce is ridiculous. His speed is ridiculous. And he's been working on his jump shot for over 3 years. I mean, you also have to understand the pedigree. These kids now, they're not going to your local high school and playing, you know, the kids from Montgomery County versus the kids from PG County and, like, who's better.
They're playing in the Chipotle National Champ. This kid was he was cutting up in FIBA, you know, World Cup games for the Bahamas, leading them in scoring. This kid for the Chipotle National Championship, you know, they spend, so they travel, and just to kind of help you understand who VJ Edgecombe is, they travel every week, Thursday through Sunday, and play three games against the other top-tier players. That's what the Nike EYBL Chipotle National Championship is. So you got to think, when they're in 11th and 12th grade, they're playing, same thing with Trey Johnson. That's why these kids are different. It's a new crop, a new way that they're developing, and the league is behind it, and they're ready to come in and contribute.
Who do you think is the team to beat this year? Is it OKC still?
Man, obviously you got to give it to the champs, right? But I think we're looking for an eighth different champion in an eighth straight season. Never happened in the NBA before. I think the Thunder, and then you go maybe the Nuggets. Like, those are the two teams that if you're trying to see who you are, like the Rockets, right, on opening night, they're like, do we really have this with KD? They were trying to prove that they are them, right? In the Eastern Conference, you don't have that because of the Celtics, unfortunately, with the Jason Tatum injury. You don't have that in the East. So you take the Celtics out of that, and I might be wrong about the Nuggets. Maybe people don't view them as the barometer, but like Nikola Jokic, man, three MVPs, one finals MVP in the last 4 years. You got to face them and see that's what you're seeing. So I would say those are the two teams, right? The Thunder one, the Nuggets two. But B. Mitch, it's not like when the Warriors are winning a bunch of championships or where the Heat had LeBron and Wade, where you kind of felt that. It's like, okay, I think that's the team. If we beat them, we know we can contend for a championship.
Talking with Chris Miles from NBA TV. Last thing before we let you out of here. I don't want to put you in a bad spot here, but what do you make of the news from this morning about Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier?
I mean, it's always hard in this way. When you meet someone, you feel like you know them, and you see something like this come out. Chauncey Billups is one of those guys where it's like, man, no, I can't believe this. But I have to be a professional about it, right? But I'm like, no, Chauncey would never, man. He's such a stand-up dude. Like, maybe he was somewhere where people were somewhere, and now he's caught up in this, man. So for me, just being a stand-up individual, until there's proof against Chauncey Billups, I'm going to say, you know, I hope he's not involved. I hope it's a false allegation, and I wish him the best, man, because that guy has been nothing but a leader and a stand-up guy when I've been around.
Totally.
Well, Chris, appreciate the time, and always great to chat.
All right. Thanks for talking.
All right, brother. Be cool, man.
That's Chris Miles. He joined us on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. When we get back, we'll talk about the Wizards, who lost their season opener but showed some promise from the number 6 overall pick, Trey Johnson.
Keyshawn comes up with it. Looking for Whitmore. Kick out. Johnson, pure three in the corner. Whitmore,
right pass.
Over to Trey again, relocates.
Okay.
You see why they drafted him.
And came into camp talking about being more of a reliable guard in that second unit.
Another corner three. 1-2-3.
That's good job, Trey Johnson, in your first game. Chris Miller, Drew Gooden on the call last night. The Wizards didn't win the game, which is also good news. We want them to finish with one of the eight worst records in the NBA. I think that's pretty much a given. At one point in the first half, Milwaukee had made 12 threes. Yeah, some of the defensive situations weren't pretty, but really loved what Kyshawn, George, and Trey Johnson did last night. George was the guy last year that I actually really liked. Trey Johnson was, as most of you know who care about the NBA and care about the NBA draft, that's who I wanted them to select at number 6 overall. And he looked the part. No one will question his ability to shoot it. You saw that at Texas. There were a couple of things that I'll nitpick about his performance. Not for long, I promise. But I will get to that shortly. We have a power-packed show today. We got a lot of people that are going to join us on the show today. We have
Charch. We've got Denton coming up in this hour. We've got an NFL guest. We've got some Steve Suter film breakdown. We've got power rankings today. Lots going on a show during a week that is one of the busiest of the sports calendar. NFL, college football in full swing, the World Series getting ready to begin tomorrow night, and the NBA has now kicked off its season with a major blockbuster ugly story to talk about this morning. Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier arrested this morning. One in Miami, one in Oregon, all gambling related. We'll get to the details on this because there's still a lot that I have to soak in here on what Chauncey Billups in particular, a Hall of Fame player, okay, a player that's made $150 million in his lifetime as an NBA player and coach. But there's a lot to get to. The Terry Rozier thing had been bubbling up for a couple of years. We had the Michael Porter Jr. brother incident where he essentially got booted from the league. Gambling, man, betting on sports. It's fun, can also get dangerous. Good morning, everybody. Max is here with me. Let me get this out of the way. No smell test pick tonight. A lot of you thought for sure I was going to give out the Vikings. I'm not giving out the Vikings. The action's pretty split. Actually, if anything, the under looks right in this game. It's 45. There's a lot of overaction, but no official pick from me on the Thursday night game, which should be a good one. Chargers-Vikings. Kind of a big game for both teams. The Chargers sitting there at 4-3. You know, they started 3-0. They've lost three out of their last four. They have major offensive line issues. We saw that when Washington went to L.A. just 2 weeks ago. Remember that 2 weeks ago when Jaden was lights out after the first two drives? Kroski Merritt was going to win the Offensive Rookie of the Year. The pass rush was dominant. Trey Amos starting to look like maybe the Defensive Rookie of the Year. Remember that? That was just 2 weeks ago. Relax. There are bad games. There are bad stretches in seasons. There are even bad seasons, especially when you have an S-load of injuries. But wait a few weeks. The NFL weather changes pretty quickly. But it should be a good game tonight. Carson Wentz is starting, correct? I think he is.
Yes, he is starting tonight.
Yeah, you know, that situation is an interesting situation. You can't obviously have an opinion on J.J. McCarthy at this point. He's only played two games. I mean, drafts in general, you got to just back off, the evaluation after a year and some time. The thing you would say about McCarthy is availability is the best ability. And when he was available for those brief two games or two and a half games, he did not play well. He did not look the part, that's for sure. But long way to go there. Carson Wentz doesn't really look like the part either. The Chargers are banged up. That should be a decent... We've had some really entertaining Thursday night football games. Last week, the Joe Flacco win over Pittsburgh was phenomenal. The week before that was Giants over Eagles. We had walk-off, kicks in back-to-back weeks previous to that. So maybe we'll get another really good Thursday night game to kick off, believe it or not, week 8 already in the NFL. Week 8. Insane that we are here already approaching the halfway mark of the NFL season with the college season, and we'll talk to Denton about this as we preview the upcoming weekend, now into the second half of its season. So, NBA last night, before we get to this breaking story here this morning, Neil in Rockville, by the way, if you're listening and you want to call in to the hotline or just the regular line, I know that you have read through a lot of this stuff, so it would be interesting to get your thoughts on it. But real quickly, Wembanyama last night was probably the story of NBA night number two. Wembanyama is 7'5", has a wingspan from here, from downtown D.C. to Frederick, and he just looks different than any player we've seen in the league in a long time. I think I felt that way about Giannis for several years. He dwarfs Giannis. If you watched any of the game last night, it was interesting to watch Anthony Davis try to guard him. Anthony Davis looked like a JV player next to Wembanyama, size-wise. Wembanyama is just so tall and so long, and then on top of that, so ridiculously skilled. It's scary how skilled he is for somebody that tall. An excellent ball handler, faces, can go by you with the dribble, can create off the dribble, can shoot the three. He can do it, you know, stepping back. He can do it spotting up. He's obviously around the basket, a dunk machine, a lob machine. He is a defensive force. 40 points, 15 rebounds, three block shots in 30 minutes last night. 30 minutes of action. They destroyed Dallas in the opener, 125-92. He's really got an... And there's a chance here, and I think most of you who follow the NBA realize this. Wembanyama is going to change the game in a lot of ways. We've never seen somebody this tall, this skilled. And, you know, when I watch him, for you old school guys, I think of Ralph Sampson and the way he looked when he was such an outlier, because at 7'4", Ralph could put the ball on the floor. Ralph could face the basket and shoot. Ralph wanted to be a point guard. He fancied himself to be a point guard, even though he was a 7'4 center. And when he got to the NBA and he was side by side with Hakeem Olajuwon, he was the forward. He was not the center. Now, back then, you're not shooting threes. I think Ralph could have shot a lot of threes. He had a great stroke. He could put the ball on the floor. Not at the same level as Wembanyama, though. I think Ralph always felt like he was a better ball handler than he was. And look, the NBA with free-flowing, no hand check, etc., it's a different game, obviously, than it was back then. But there is, like, every time I watch Wembanyama, I'm like, that's what I kind of thought about Ralph back in those days. Ralph Sampson is one of the greatest college basketball players ever, of all time. I mean, the only thing that, you know, keeps him from being consistently in that conversation for everybody is the fact that he didn't win a national championship. You know, he got to a Final Four, but didn't win a national championship. And the expectation, especially his senior year, was they were going to win the whole thing. They were a one seed. NC State knocked them off, the Valvano team, in the Elite Eight in Atlanta. And that sent Ralph home for good. Obviously, he ended up having a really solid NBA career, but never turned into what we thought he could turn into. But Wembanyama, man, whew. The San Antonio Spurs and that organization, God, they got the number one pick. Imagine if Wembanyama was here in Washington, how this organization would be viewed, not only nationally, but, you know, not only locally, but nationally. It would be a lot more exciting than what we're going through right now. On the Wizards game, so I really like George. I liked George last year. I think out of all of the guys that have been drafted previous to this year, you know, we had Chase Hughes on the show, and Chase had, you know, George there as well. I love George. I love everything about him. He's versatile. He has a bit of a killer instinct in him as a scorer, as a shooter. He can score. He can shoot. He can defend. He can facilitate. 21 last night. Where's the box score? 21, 4 assists, 9 rebounds. He was 7 of 15 from the floor, 3 for 6 from behind the arc. Missed 4 free throws. Yeah, I did notice that. 21 points. Good game for him. I think he's the guy. I don't see him as like transcendent top five, but I definitely see him potentially as an all-star. And I think he's much more valuable, honestly, than Bilal Coulibaly, you know, kind of in that spot. And I like Coulibaly, especially on the defensive end. And then Trey Johnson, who I loved coming out, as most of you know, I wanted them really desperately at number 6 to pick him if he was still on the board. What you saw at Texas is what you saw last night. The dude can just flat out shoot it, but he's more than just a shooter. Here's the thing that just in his first game for me, and I have, you know, a bit of Bradley Beal flashback when it comes to this. He's just a little bit loose at times with the handle, you know? How many turnovers did he end up with last night? 4 turnovers last night in his first game in 26 minutes. I love it. I really like him. And this is his first game. 16 points, 5 of 11 from the floor, 4 for 8 from behind the arc. And you heard three or – did you play all four of them or just three of them coming
in? Just three.
In?
We just had three.
Yeah. The one thing, you know, especially with young players like him, you can't end up – you got to protect the basketball. You know, you can't waste possessions with not seeing – you know, opposite passing lanes with having too loose of a handle. It was always my criticism of Beal more than anything else. Just as a ball handler, even coming out of Florida, he was just a bit too loose with it, and he turned the ball over a lot because of it, and it was always his problem in the NBA. But the long way to go, really good first night for him. 16 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal, a block shot in 26 minutes. By the way, he only played for like, because I watched the whole game start to finish. I think I'm going to end up really liking Will Riley, the first-round pick out of Illinois. He's not going to get a lot of time right now. Eventually, he will. There's something about the way he competes that I like. I don't even know how many minutes he played. It was not a lot. 4 minutes last night. He had a steal, he had an assist, he had a rebound, and he had a made bucket in 4 minutes. I think we're going to end up liking Will Riley for sure. There you go. I mean, 133-120, Giannis, 37 points. They made 18 of 44 from behind the arc, but it's seemingly they made all of them in the first half. It seemed like it. Wizards actually made a bit of a run. They had it to 7. I never thought in watching it that Milwaukee wouldn't be able to turn on, hit the gas again and extend the lead, and it was never really a game that was truly in doubt. But some young players that are definitely worth the watch. They play tomorrow night in Dallas, and the Dallas coming off last night's absolute, annihilation loss to the Spurs and Wembanyama. So, look, this story that's breaking this morning, we got to get to it, and I will in the next segment. Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier arrested by the FBI this morning. Chauncey Billups is the head coach. This is a head coach. This is not a player. This is a head coach on night 2 in the NBA. It's not good. More on that next.
Rebound tipped by Sarr and brought up by George. George ahead now to Whitmore. Foul on right corner. Trey Johnson for 3. It's there. And the rookie knew it when he released it. Nice. Act like you've done it before.
Nice, nice pass by Cam, too. Got rid of it nice and early.
As heard on 106.7 The Fan last night, the Wizards in their season opener. They lose last evening 133-120 to the Milwaukee Bucks. Milwaukee's going to beat a lot of teams this year. They are really, really good. And in fairness, the Wizards are going to lose to a lot of teams this year. They are the opposite of really, really good. Having said that, though, last night went about it like I wanted to, Danny.
Yep.
They were competitive as the game went on. They kind of took some punches and jabbed back, and they hung, and they got a cover in the basketball game as well last night. If you're into that kind of thing. But most importantly, my sweet Prince Trey Johnson looked like a baller. It's so weird when you draft a guy who is a lethal shooter, who has offensive game and can put the ball in the basket, how the pick's going to work out. They've done the opposite of that for a long, long time around here. Trey Johnson, 5 of 11 from the floor, shot 50%, 4 of 8 from deep, hit both of his free throws, 16 points for him last evening. He was a minus 8 on a night where the Wizards were a minus 13.
It is so early, and this is so premature. They got one, dude.
I agree.
They got one. He's got work to do. He's going to have to get a lot stronger for both ends of the court, I think.
Turn the ball over
yes.
Like 3 times before he scored in the early minutes of his outing.
Yeah.
He kind of looked like he was drinking out of a fire hose a little bit at times.
There's an effortlessness to it where he's so smooth. He's going to get the looks he wants, but that's going to come from getting a little bit stronger. That's just time. That's just, going up against grown men day after day after day after day, et cetera. Just quick note, though. You mentioned Alex Sarr. I feel terrible for him. Like, Giannis is going to do that to everybody. You win 2 MVPs by playing bully ball, and he got bullied last night. I hope that doesn't get him down too much, because I saw some intriguing stuff with him as well.
Double-double last night as well. I mean, it's not all bad. He was a minus 6, better than the roster. 10 points, 11 rebounds for him, double-double with 3 assists. My thing on Sarr is just, he is clearly impactful around the rim defensively. I just don't see a path to him ever being very good offensively. And so if it's putbacks and dunks and stuff right around the rim, cool. But I don't know what the ceiling is there. Like, there's no stardom there for me.
I'm intrigued. So you're right. I'm not going to run 20 plays a night for him. But I saw some footwork down in the post that I didn't see last year.
He's an athlete.
Right? Some of those up and under. Some of those, like, again, we're not talking to Hakeem Olajuwon. That's once in a millennium. But, like, those sorts of activities where you draw someone one way, use your pivot foot, your drop step, you're up and under. I was pretty impressed with some of those things that he didn't have last year. Last year it was drift around 25 feet from the rim, maybe hit a pull-up, but mostly chuck threes and, you know, get something in transition. That, to me, was growth. Again, I'm with you. I don't know what the ceiling is, but I'm intrigued to find out. Seven-foot athletes like that, you'll keep getting chances from me.
Their best player last night was Keshawn George, who had 21 points with 9 rebounds and 4 assists. I thought he was impactful on both ends of the floor. So if you're just watching and monitoring the kids, there was a lot to like. They lose pretty decisively,
yep.
But if they got a top 8 protected pick, you got to keep that pick. And so that's not the end of the world to lose last night either. You're going to get one more year like this. I was actually texting with somebody last evening who's part of a team in town on another sport. And they're like, what's the deal on the Wizards this year? And I was like, well, how much time you got?
Yeah, how much time you got, buddy?
They're like, well, are they going to be any better or what? And I'm like, I don't think they necessarily want to be that much better. They want their young players to develop. They want to be in a place where when they have the money to spend this offseason and the deepest draft we've seen in years and years and years, they're loaded with all the assets they can possibly get to maneuver that draft board. And next year's the year they make a big leap. Not this year. It's just not happening.
Right.
No, nor should it, honestly.
Yeah, they're not in a position to.
They're doing exactly what they should do. But Trey Johnson is worth tuning in for, I would say.
They got one. And I need it to. I understand they got a rotation and they're doing certain things and they love to do this dangle the carrot of minutes, etc. It just drove me crazy. Back-to-back threes, one in rhythm off a great pass by Cam Whitmore, another a little shot fake, step to the side. It looked smooth. It looked Ray Allen-esque, if I can say that. And then he immediately sits down. I understand there's a rotation, but I'm just sitting there waiting. I'm looking at my watch. I'm doing that thing. When is he back? When is he back? When is he back? Give me my drug. I need it. I just need him on the court.
The kids were a little surprised last night because normally each morning what my little guy asks me is, are we watching football or baseball tonight? Is it a football night or a baseball night? Well, recently I had to tell him, we're back to hockey, bud. He's like, oh, it's a hockey night. Well, last night he was really, really surprised.
He's thrown.
He didn't know what to do with himself when I told him it was a basketball night.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.